Last year, Knights hosted the podcast presented by the stand-up comic James Nokise, Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower, a series of interviews between James and various folk in his shower, eating James's comfort food, fried chicken. Now, James also describes himself in the introduction to that show as a recovering alcoholic, and the other day my producer Andrew Robertson noticed a tweet from James about how much in these COVID times he would love to have a drink. He's trying hard not to fall off the wagon. Oh, we reckon James is not alone. In fact, he's on the line right now. Kia ora, James.
Kia ora, Grant. I just want to say it never doesn't sound surreal to me when someone seriously introduces me as the host of Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower.
Are you in the shower right now?
No. I'm rationing my shower time, funnily enough, in these stressful times. I feel like it's such a comfort place for me that I don't want to waste it. So because we're going to be at home for so long, I just kind of wait until I'm feeling particularly stressed, and then I go, this must be the time of the day I'd have my shower.
How's the isolation going?
It's not too bad. I'm privileged in that I'm isolating at a house near woods, so I can go and have an isolated walk every day. I would say that tweet I sent out about drinking, it definitely came from me feeling a little bit thirsty and then having the realization, I reckon, you know, it's not just me. And so I just sort of, you know, sometimes you put something out into the universe and go, is anyone else feeling this way? And it's kind of heartening to see a lot of people go, actually, yeah. I had a couple of comedian friends get in touch and say, actually, yeah, we've been feeling that too. And we were kind of a bit worried it was just us, you know, because sometimes I think Haley Holt and me said in the first episode of Fried Chicken, sometimes you feel like a bad alcoholic, and I think that's just anxiety mixing with your addiction.
Yeah, and there are all sorts of addictions. It might not just be the drink, it could be wanting to have a cigarette again or a smoke or whatever. At this point, the simple things that might comfort us, the easy things, the low-hanging fruit, are pretty natural behaviour, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, I think the one thing that's helped me, I'm always trying to be practical when it comes to drinking, in terms of I know I can't do it because my addiction manifests as not being able to stop once I start. So in a time of limited resources, Grant, limited resources, I just keep reminding myself I neither have the finances nor the ability to keep drinking if I'm going to have that first one. So it's always, I always try and keep that in mind. The first one is never the last one.
And the other thing is, it's a waste of good hand sanitizer.
Absolutely.
Or maybe it's the other way around, but, you know, probably at the moment, let's hope it's a waste of good hand sanitizer. You know, good alcohol can protect you from the COVID.
I mean, I don't want to test my addiction to the point where I'm trying to drink hand sanitizer. I don't think I'm there, but I don't, you know, it's one of those times where you go, I don't think this is the time to tempt fate. I guess my tweet was about understanding, you know.
Yeah, we live in a world where, you know, that scent is part of our life right now, you know, that smell. And my partner used to hate those fragrant soap hand washes. She just, I could not get in the car with her if I'd been to a loo and wash. I can smell that stink. And now she tolerates it. So that just tells you how COVID plays with our minds and changes our subconscious.
Well, I think it's one of the things that, I don't know, I can't speak for other addicts, but I know one of the things my brain does is has a rainy day situation where you go, you know, sometimes you get very thirsty and you just trick yourself a little bit. And part of your brain knows it's a trick, but the rest of it kind of agrees to go along. We go, look, not now, but maybe later on. So when all of the media are saying this is the end of days, then doing the negotiation in your head of going maybe later on, they're going, but if not now, when? And it becomes a little dance.
Yeah. So one of my questions to you, James, is, well, what if you do end up having a drink, and I don't know if you've done this or not, and then you start bashing yourself up because you had a drink?
Well, I'm very lucky in that I've been sober for 4 years and I haven't fallen off the wagon. But I can only pass on the wonderful advice my counselor passed on many years ago when she said, always remember, falling off the wagon isn't the end. It's just the next step in the cycle. And the step after that is you stop. And then you go through the same cycle that you've done again, but it's always a circle. It's not a straight line. So if look, it's a very difficult time. And anyone, if you do find yourself slipping or you fall off, the last thing you need to do is beat yourself up. Just do what you did the first time in terms of just acknowledge it. Acknowledge you've had that drink and start again. And don't waste all of that mental energy bashing yourself. Now use it to help get yourself steady again.
What did you do when you felt really thirsty the last time?
To be honest, I went for a walk. I went for a walk in the woods and I just breathed. And it was so, you know, isolation, funnily enough, isn't the worst thing because if you can't get to the alcohol and you just give yourself a beat, often I've found thirst when it comes to alcoholism are moments. It's not necessarily a prolonged thing for me, but I'll have these little big waves or moments, and if I can just let them pass, then I'm usually all right.
It's funny you mention that, moments, and I was thinking about this, and you mentioned breathing, because, you know, every now and then I think about the situation and I get butterflies. And I was thinking, and I was riding into work, and I thought, you know what, I just need to sit down and do some breathing at some point. Because there's part of me that's saying, right, my grandparents and my parents' generation went through world wars and flu viruses and great depressions, and I've got to get staunch and just get cracking, which is what my father used to say. And I'm thinking, well, I'm also maybe just got to calm myself down by just simply doing a breathing exercise.
I think the other thing I'd say that picking up on, you know, my mother would never let me reveal her age, but she did grow up in post-war London, and she's a great champion of a herbal tea. And, you know, sometimes if I come back from the walk and I am thirsty, I'll make myself a hot drink because part of the process of making the drink itself, you know, it's just a little rhythm. Or, you know, you put the tea in the cup, you pour the hot water, you wait for it to cool, with a coffee, whether it's caffeinated or decaf, just that little process of creating the drink and then enjoying it can often fulfill just parts of your brain that I think have been wanting to have a bit of alcohol.
James, it's been lovely talking with you. When's the next series of The Fried Chicken in the Shower?
Well, we were in the middle of making it when all of this happened, so I can tell listeners there will be a next season of Fried Chicken. But obviously, like the wonderful people at R&J Pacific, who I'm big fans of, our fried chicken people are currently busy doing much more important work out there. But we look forward to getting back together to finish off what we began.
James, thanks so much for joining us tonight. All the best.
Cheers, and to you, mate.
That's James Nakise, producer, presenter of Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower, recovering alcoholic, stand-up comic, and yes, there will be a new series of that sometime in the future, later in the year, on RNZ National Nights.